6 days Jesus taketh Tiber, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee,
one for thee,
one for Moses,
Moses,
and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them,
and behold, a voice out of the cloud
which said,
this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Hear ye him.
And the disciples heard it,
they fell on their face,
and
were sore afraid.
And Jesus came and touched them,
and said, arise, and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man,
save Jesus only.
And as they came down from the mountain,
Jesus charged them,
saying,
tell the vision.
And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elias must first come?
And Jesus said unto them, Elias truly shall first come
and restore all
things.
Whatsoever they listed likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist.
Say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard.
unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again.
And they were exceeding sorry, and when they were come to Capernaum,
they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, "Doth not your master pay tribute?"
He said,
"Yes." And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, son? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?" Peter saith unto him, "Of strangers."
Jesus saith unto him,
"Not of strangers."
Fiat.
"Of strangers."
"I
am one constantly."
"We hear not of
Egyptian." "And we are pillager." "He fit hot stale as precious hand." "We're not Egyptian." "What fit send them, lest we should have proved them. God piled to the stew and kept them up and think. It's the voice come of us. And when thou hast opened his mouth,